is the Spray FM on African Radio. This is the Spray FM on African Radio.
Oh,
Stephen Spray Pan African Radio.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹ máa sọ fún ọ wípé ìkànnì bàbá ìkànnì náà lẹ já sí, wọ́n ní Mákùrí burúkú bá wa Lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ láàárọ̀ Monday. Ṣé Kẹ́ńyà nìkan ti wá kórí burúkú bá wọn ni? Ẹ dákun. Anywhere where you dey in the world, no am bo Ajọ́kẹ́ Adé Sanu Kùsùnánà Ajọ́kẹ́ Adé Sàlámù Àlékún Òtùmí Ajọ́kẹ́ Adé. There is something wey be say, you know, please don't use it to actually do ṣeré ṣeré with anybody, even if the person na your enemy. Say make im life be like the network for the yonder side. If you use that one to ṣepe for somebody, you don't like the person at all. It's your girl Ajọ́kẹ́ Adé right there on the mic. See, and we do am like Olódùmarè send us. Olágbára lẹ́ni ó lẹ́tíkẹ́. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Adúpẹ́ pé òkun. There are so many things we are seeing left and right, front and back, and even center John for all over the globe. And there is a way we are seeing life, our world views are different. The way we even see Olódùmarè is different, but don't forget that in all of this, we should understand that we may not have the true picture of everything. We are all work in progress. I am work in progress, you are work in progress, and all of us, we are actually on the process of learning one thing or the other. But before we go fast forward much, something they happen for Kenya where you suppose know. In the name of doing religion, which is Christian religion, a so-called pastor has actually buried several people. And that one is just reaching out to us right now. It is sad. And this is why when some people don't know, you suppose let them know. So that the thing we they don't know, they don't go use them. Dabaru the whole world or even finish all of us. Yes. We've seen this over time and over the ages and years, and people have been able to come up with various things, various ideologies that is actually alien to being normal human being. It's your girl Ajọ́kẹ́ Adé right on the MIC. We just do them like Olódùmarè send us. Many thanks to the Committee of Management. We say thank you. The strategic partners of Duty Spirit. We say thank you. The software engineer, when we say no, they sleep. We say thank you. The volunteers of Duty Spirit, we say thank you. How would we forget all the awesome family members when they listen to us? We say thank you. Above all the people where they walk past, several people walk past. In fact, the traffic that we receive monthly basis to the tune of thousands, we thank you. And I say thousands, I mean hundreds of thousands. We say Adupe Gbe Okun, because it's because you wanted to know what is happening. And we thank Olódùmarè, my own software engineer, Oyedamola Erigbemi, all the way from Washington. I say thank you. Don't forget, say we stand out about Washington. However, we do, I'm like Olódùmarè, send us. It's a great day to be alive. It is awesome, and we are going to be critical today. Yes, because this one where I see for Kenya, Morimue, Tison, many thanks to Abunofisat. Now the Shukre people carry that one, give us, to let us know, say, Olagbara, Oni Agbara. And the part of the Lagbarizing, Naim make us come here to tell you, say, if you are there, you are still thinking that somebody's got the whole solution to your life. I mean, you are sitting on a long thing. Wake up. Kukuruku. Na yin I carry come and it's your girl. Ajọ́kẹ́. Eye kasari lo soke long. Shubon don't go nowhere.
Your girl Ajọ́kẹ́ Adé right here on to the sweet FM. Don't you change that down.
This is Diddy Spray FM on African Radio. This is the news coming to you live from Diddy Spray FM.
Good day, welcome to Diddy Spray Newsroom. These are top stories across the world within the last 24 hours in various African languages.
local Fratan Dodo Spray FM, the Bessel Akbar, and the local Sinsa Kalam. Arbain Usaba na Jilit and Anna's Biz Nakotu Mina Good Mina Nugura, Bakana Shafa Ken the Phonomin, be Pastor Anna Kenya. Alas Anna Dar Ahara, a guardian Fudar and a Sudan, Boko Fu Nas and a UK, Unas and a US Khadiji Sulumindas and a Sudan. Asburu u Amshu, there is al telephone al Nas and a UK, so Khali Awun Fuga Nas can shock all his cell. Al-mishkila asa gaya selfu dar ana Pakistan da tamma khali aska khali yishulu dar ana Pakistan. Debes al-kalam ana Prime Minister awalani al-usma al-Badisi gal. France u Baltic dar akhar ma khasadu bi kalam ana Raja ana China gal. Kul al-kalam. Al-rajil al-hubes pasteur fu Kenya anaz biji bisolu fu bakana da. Gal lenas ga ke alla gal ke khali sumu khalma ba kulu khalima ya kulu da mutu khallo na shafa na ke nas kutar bi sasa da bado kuma matum da u mashin na koto jisima na nas fu lubal al bidda an nas al mashin 47 nas bi shafu jilitum al maitin adini jubes katala mashin mala gal lim gal ke rasul ke khalima rasul hagum galo ke khalima ya kulu الوالدين أشافون وكي على شهر خمسة أشافون أولان إندولا ودوم لبتان تبا ودوم لبتان بس ماتو وعدين دولا هيو ما ماتو الناس أشافون فو كداري أنا بكان لبالام كينيا بشافون وماشي نقطو جسوس مشافون مكي مايتين هسترا غاي فتشولي الراجل خليه كرويجي كفو كل شيء الهو سوا as al-raisa dol anadar akharin garin fudar na sudan da shan mishkila na sudan bi nas al-akharin al-badada khala khali anas na uk us khali ji shulu nasum amma yumal ahadda dar akharin al-jubru bi shulu nasum da al-shilanda ma khibil lim ligo katolum anas lasam katolum mashin mia nas asa matu ashan duas ana sudan da wadin da al-nas ma awurin da kula katirin fu laptan nebesar kalama na doktor haju galoga ke anas mi awure wonas na machu da kula katirin unas al lazim khali gabul fu darum da yake kula gari fu da nebes khala khali reisa na US we reisa na Ukraine ana United Kingdom khali qadum jumi'a bisulu nasu min al dar ana Sudan da tayimutu Alnas ana United Kingdom so a telephone what a telephone da manas wofu da khali ya khali na khali yasburu u khali ya khadumu bamshu al telephone da so illa kan indu mishkila da ba indu shokol wa ba asuru ka asuru da ba khali khali nas aqariba fe ke mishkila gadi u baji ajala bizu jibu shufu al mishkila ya tatamshi ba kan shadid de be sa telephone al humum so ke kal telephone da ba awinum khali yusudum ashiru min shokha al malazim biji lenfu gidda al prime minister ana awalani ana Pakistan gal lena sana Pakistan ke be kulla masibe hasa gaya za fudaru kulla duaz duaza khalas khali nas ana militaire khali jishulu dar da shen kanas ana militar jushalu dara na Pakistan da kulla shi ya gafu bakan lgad ashen al askar bis mafin bis khalla khali tab da yamshi kan awol askar bis gadin da kulla masibe u kulla mishkila ga indum da mayasal dewisa kalam mu ura anas ana France u Baltic al dar da galo ma khasaru be kalam ana ambassador ana China al hajja fu kalama na Ukraine gabu gugal ke dara na Ukraine kula maraga min dar ana Russia al manata ga kalam da shin nasa na China ga ha mu nasa na Russia u galgal ke inda dar al warin al fadalu min dar idan ana Russia bis maraga awal al garin fu USSR idan ana Russia bis galata gasumon mashu da sufu bakanda keke ayi shi ara Russia nasa ana Ukraine ana Russia ga khaisu bis lazim su aman kalama da ma khalla khali na sana France na na blati khali yulgo al farhanin hajuliya u debes khallo fuga kalama da hajuliya ke kalama da ma sei shukran di bas akhbar ani lokasa
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray.
Kukuru, kukuru.
Wake up,
Africa.
Wake up, Africa. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call. Wake up, it's the morning's wake up call on Juju's 3FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African Radio, and we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment. Your girl at the cafe right here on Juju's 3FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Juju's 3FM, Pan-African Radio.
Oh yes, it's your girl, Ajoke, live on the MIC. This kind time we thank Olodumare. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹ jẹ́ kí a dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run ọba aláwòrán tó jẹ́ kí a rí ọjọ́ òní ní ayọ̀ àti àlàáfíà. If you are just joining us, this is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. People won't see my face. We can make a comment this one. Yes, so you get as it be, and we thank Olodumare. You're welcome. It is great to be alive today. And the only gift you can give to yourself is to decide to wake up. And the wake up matter is actually a different one from the ones where we say we don't do all this while, because we don't do. So it is right time for us to be critical and think about the way forward. There's something where we say they happen for Kenya, where I will give you your alert. Your alert. In the Yeram, they say that 47 human dead body dug up because of a cult investigation for one pastor in Kenya. This one I look Kenya, the Yeramo. For Kenya, there is a proposed pastor. I don't know, because that is why they ask all of us, say, make we ask the correct question. And the foreign government don't rush to evacuate them, people from Sudan. US don't join body, UK don't join body, because they have decided to remove their diplomats out of Sudan. Our heart and love goes to these people, because they've been caught up in the line of all this yamayama katakata, where they worry our land. You see, there is an emergency test kit. You see, as Africa, they fast forward, march, go backward when it comes to religion, when it comes to thinking. If you look us well for Africa, if I don't say maybe we don't the reason like 1935, nine day. So as the world is moving forward, there is actually now that on your phone for UK, you fit do emergency test. Somebody will say, how is it possible? Have you ever used a phone that can use thumbprint before? It is actually, there's an algorithm that can actually understand your body. Make a note, go in depth, total. It can understand the way your kidney and edoforo they do, and then actually tell the computer, maybe your phone, how to interpret it. And it has actually been tested and trusted. As a data scientist myself, I know that all these things, the correlation, the permutation, and the concatenation, they are very real. So if you have ever used a phone that can actually identify your face, to use it to unlock, so all these things have been happening. In fact, there are test kits that can be used to actually do emergency heart checking now, made by an African. Many thanks to them. So now, you won't wake up, or you still won't day backward. So Pakistan, they say crisis in Pakistan, you don't dey deep enough. to attract military takeover. Now the former Prime Minister for Pakistan, the talker, and his name na Abbasi. You see this one? France, the Baltic states, they are dismayed over the China envoy questions of Ukraine sovereignty. They are questioning the sovereignty of Ukraine. Now China, they do that one, but France and the Baltic states, they are beginning to act. When African Union go talk, abego, shukre shukre people, Yoruba Yoruba people, oyin go, oyin Awusa, oyin anything, fufu de, sonto, oyin ijo, oyin anything your language for Afriland. If you hear anywhere where African Union don't talk for all these things where they happen, let me know so that we go carry and give our people. I don't tell you, say the only thing where you feel use shape for somebody now say making life be like the network for that you understand. Because now when you need money, the network goes, somebody say I don't care. Which one you they talk? Make your life not be like the network for that side. Don't forget, it's an argument for Washington. And this is Adudu Spray. I'm speaking from one of the international studios. This Chinko woman I built today, but because I'm wearing a Chinese design, somebody say I don't care. You'll be Pan-African. Yes, I am actually understanding the reality of this our time. Because even though I wear Chinko, I also use my African indigenous accessories so that we will move forward. And this is a challenge to all of us. Let us, this was not how they used to wear it before in Chinko, but they have been able to make it to be more beautiful in this generation. You too, you feel do and now you will they wait for me. I don't they do my own little by little, checking out international designs and seeing how we can make better African designs out of them. Meet your girl, Ajoke. And today, the matter with the our domot, Idegidigba. And he get as if they worry me. Don't worry me, gone. Don't forget that we are the ones that will fix the world. In fact, fix Africa. But before we go that side, make us say happy birthday to every celebrant in the month of April. Jesus, we say happy birthday to you. We love you so much. You are the reason we are here. We are here in the morning, we are here in the afternoon, we are here in the evening because of awesome minds like you. A great day. And don't forget that in all you're getting, as you are getting understanding, live your life in a way that you will have better legacy. This is Dudu Spree, the first and only truly Pan-African media house. And we did hear they do them like Olodumare send us. It's your girl, Ajoke. Many thanks to our engineers and everybody where they with us, where they do them with us. We thank you so much. And we are glad. Eshebupo. Benny, happy birthday. Olojo ibi ijoko e o. Shake ya koda walon. Once your joy be. So we are using this our mama name na Maya Angelo, who is a true son of Afriland. We are using her as a point of contact to every one of you. When we say you be April celebrant, rise and shine. This is a month for you to rise and truly shine. It's your girl, Ajoke, and it's still the wake up call. There is something we be saying we want to check out. So, early few minutes ago, somebody was talking, especially that's my born with the Manchester. He did talk about this, we be say they were warriors, but actually beg to differ. It's actually because we have been reading books upside down. Benny, mo fe mu we wa fun yin o e wo we alawiye you don't see him. If you not decide to turn it upside down, sure you go understand that? Of course not. E ti ri we alawiye until we turn it the right way, you will not get it done. Oni lowe lowe ni lo gidigbo ologbon lo njo omo ro lo mo ko ma keyin ma je ologbon kemi ma je ope ni oni yi. We welcome you. We welcome you. Akin kabo ka kebo bagbalaye ti e tin gbo wa ikon baba ikon ina o na le jasi and it is your girl, Ajoke. We dey do am like Olodumare send us. I get something where I want to show you. We be say, it is actually important for all of us to check it. And when we check it, we must actually tell ourselves the truth. We must tell ourselves the truth. Oh yeah, and we live. Yes, at a point in time, we gave you what we call stolen from Africa. So many things have been taken out of Africa and people have, told us that it is not ours, it is their fathers, it is their mothers, it is their uncles, it is their aunties' own. And we have actually accepted it. Here we are in this generation, we are asking ourselves, what do we have? Who are we? What have we been able to do with our lives that is different that the whole world can actually learn from? You will be doing us a great disservice today. If you assume that everything that has happened, that is happening, and that will continue to happen is actually like we should just take them. Takon gbabe, you know, emo atin sono pupo pupo, eja gbabe. We will be doing ourselves disservice in this generation and also the generations to come. That is why you need to wake up to your responsibility today and know that there is something that we must check out. And this is what I have decided to carry on. But in it, don't worry. Don't worry. This Monday, the first thing you must do for yourself is to wake up. Yes, you must wake up. You should wake up. You have to wake up. Because there is something the world is doing right now that like you. Not just for the youth, but also the youth. And that is the future of fanatism in Africa. This Monday morning, with our sense of responsibility, we want to consider the future of fanatism in Africa. Yes, if you are just joining us, this is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House, and of course you'll get a jockey idea on top of the MIC. It is the wake-up call. See, the future of fanatism in Africa is the wake-up call for today. You are here today. We will not be here tomorrow, but we can actually make tomorrow better for our children. Yes. When I say we may not be here tomorrow, you hear the word we may. Because according to various beliefs, we have various things. And today I am saying it with all sense of responsibility because most of us do not even understand the conspiracy against us. In the bid for the world, to capitalize and steal from you, especially from Africa, they have brought what is called religion. And that is why when they brought this religion, our forefathers were not too sensitive to question, to query, and accept. Now, if you want to know how people used to be before now, check out the way people are right now. Many thanks to everybody who is just joining us and you have been with us all this while. We are here because of you and you are here because of us. So what am I saying? If you see us, okay, I intentionally wear this shinko cloth today because I liked it. I saw the design. I loved it. Not just like, because it actually covers me and is actually beautiful. And it, why will I wear it? I am more comfortable in it, right? So, what happens to my Yoruba and Buba as a Yoruba lady, or Danshiki as a cross dresser? Yes, or maybe Agbada as a cross dresser. I am actually a cross dresser. You even see it from my haircut. So now, why am I saying all this? So that you will understand that my generation, we are the mirror of what our forefathers used to be. Now, my generation would give my son foreign food like noodles, right? Foreign food like the cereal instead of ogi. Noodles instead of iresi, oyibo instead of iresi tiwantiwa. I mean the local rice versus the imported rice. I'd rather wear this their shinko design instead of my own design. Do you know why? Because my forefathers liked that which is not theirs. Woni ohun ti o ba je ti won lo man jo won loju. My forefathers embraced. You see, and it's actually happening now. If you create a design, create an app as a you know, an African, and an Oyinbo pikin create they will not patronize you, not because they don't really want to patronize you, but because there's something inherent in us that is tending to like that which is foreign. There is a level of self-esteem that is low. It is not actually low self-esteem. I think it has to do with the way our brain is wired and configured. This is a wake-up call. If you are just joining us, don't get it mixed up. Just be open. Because you will actually see that I myself, I am not acquainted of this disease that is worrying us. So until we begin to check ourselves out, we will not be able to move forward. It is you versus them. It is actually you. Don't think it is us. It is actually you versus them. It is one person at a time that they want to take. And this is what will make us to check the future of fanatism in Africa. The way we are going about it now, religious-wise, University of Columbia in Kenya, that was where my research began. And I discovered that we have been able to embed religion into everything we do. Our ways of life, our governance. Think of anything. Religion takes the lead. But as religion can't they take the lead, how come this religious belief does not allow us to develop? And this is the critical question all of us must ask ourselves today. The future of fanatism in Africa, all of us will actually be fighting for them against ourselves without actually understanding the nitty-gritty of the why. And that's the reason for the wake-up call today. Don't forget, this is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. And we are here just doing our own little bit to make you wake up and understand that Ayepegba, it is you versus them. So how do you escape today? It is simple. Know that you are priceless. Let me give you that again. You should know that you are what? Priceless. know that there is nothing anybody, there is no amount anybody can place on you that can equate to your life. Know that you are here. You are the one that the world is waiting for to solve the problem. I did not even know that the thought of the youth will go this line while we were creating content for this show. You have the right to freedom. Freedom from any form of slavery or forced labor. There is a weight and an heavy load that has been placed on our conscience as Africans that you must tell yourself that you have freedom to be free from it. Because you are priceless, your DNA is unique, your fingerprint is unique, you are one in trillions, the whole world is still in the like 7 billion, I guess. Yes. So, you are just so unique that there is nobody that can equate to you right now. Maybe when we get to 1 trillion, that is science. We've been able to check the algorithm of the world, the future of the world through the Internet of Things and then the quantum computing. Quantum computing is a knowledge that we all need. Before I go that side, before somebody say, okay, which one you they talk? You are priceless and you deserve to be free. Freedom from slavery or any forced labor. Our forefathers were pushed under forced labor in the name of religion, in the name of culture, in the name of norms. When I'm saying our forefathers, and I'm actually referring to our mothers too. Our forefather, Mama Africa was put under the bushel intentionally. Will you allow them to continue? The best answer you can give today is no. Will not allow it. And the beginning of not allowing it is you doing the right thing for yourself. Know that you are priceless and you deserve to be free. So also know that there are world inventions like fermentation. We have our own too on the continent of Africa. Till tomorrow, Igbo will not do locust bean for us. We have been able to ferment iru. We have been able to ferment soy. We have been able to actually ferment, that's the egusi. We've been able to make 3 different condiments out of all this. Our forefathers did it. And it's actually in nature. So you have to wake up today to do something for the next generation. If our forefathers can do it, you too can do it. That is why Africa needs to wake up. Wake up and do something. Use ideas. You have an idea. Use it. If you don't have, start thinking of one. Start creating one. Because you are the one we are waiting for. Enough of us just taking anything, hook, line, sinker, in the name of a scholar, a daddy, a mommy, an uncle, an aunt. We should begin to question and query. Because I'd rather we fought for the continuity of our indigenous languages and our ways of life, doing them better, than for us fighting for the continuity of another man's way of life. So wake up today and use up your idea. Use it. So our forefathers were able to do some things. Like when there's something called crop rotation, it was actually indigenous to Africa. Crop rotation is a form of agricultural practice. When our forefathers used the land for a while, and they discovered that the first year the yield was nice, second year not nice, third year not nice, they will leave that portion of land, move to another way, before to another area. Then after a number of years, they come back again, the land would have rejuvenated itself. That was an idea. It is natural, It does not involve the use of chemicals, and it is actually earth friendly. And that is why you will see that we always have oko, several farms, oko bi by oko ohun in the olden days. And there are portions of land that we may not be able to clear, but we will still get ni odun to nbo. There we have oko odo, oko isale odo, oke odo, igba okoko baba isasun. So how come we have not been able to improve this in this generation? Use your idea. You need to wake up. And in you waking up, you must live your life smartly. When we say use idea, we are talking about smart ideas. Smart ideas. Not ideas that will make us go back. Like we have lost two generations. The second generation is wrapping up, and the third generation is actually reaping the reward of the yields that have been happening in the first and second generations. So these third generations, for us to catch up with what, you know, we have lost, we need to start living smartly. Stop seeing yourself as the almighty of your generation. Let's begin to share ideas, share innovations, share thought patterns that will help us. And you can join us, the live radio, 6 a.m. every day. We are here, West African time anyways. Anytime you are, any time zone, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 12 midnight, West African time. So you'll be caught in any time zone that you are. We keep repeating this, shouting it so that the whole world will know. It's your girl, Adoke. I am here using my own little way. Don't forget that in you trying not to fail, remember that regret is more painful than failure. So don't live your life that when you now get to, like we heard the president or in the country of Africa now saying he was sorry. That is regret. That is regret. He failed. There were things he was supposed to do, he didn't do. But I still query such, because you cannot say sorry. Sorry does not bring people that have been dead back. Can we talk? Can we wake up? Can Africa wake up? Sorry does not bring back the dead. Sorry does not bring back the lost years. So you should start living your life in a way that you will not be regretting in the next 20 years, in the next 50 years. So that those of you on the radio, we thank you so much. We understood. Yes, we are receiving feedbacks, especially the network issues. We thank you. Just stay with us. It's just a little time. No, local. We will get this Africa fixed. So what I'm saying is, regret is more painful than failure. Act today. Act today. And don't forget that in your acting and in your actions, you are not made wise by just saying, oh, it's on their part, but like I'm saying, our forefathers have done this, our forefathers have done that. It is by you taking responsibility for your future. You. It is you versus them today. So you must take responsibility for your future. Living your life intentionally. You are not made wise by saying, oh, this is what our forefathers used to do. It's okay. Because our forefathers may not really get it right. Because if they got it right, how would we be where we are today? So, know that you are not made wise by telling all these stories, the recollections of the past, but by taking the responsibility for our future. That is George talked down on Bernard Shaw. So don't forget your takeaway today. You must take responsibility for the future. Don't read the book upside down and start today. Start today. Judas 3 is challenging you today. The wake up call today, the challenge is for you to take the first step, because the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. Take the first step and understand that you are the one that we need. Download Dudu Spirit Radio on your Play Store, either the Apple Play Store or the Google Play Store. Share it. Dudu Spirit Radio. You will see it. D-U-D-U-S-P-R-E, then radio. You will see it there. This is where you will get true content from the continent of Africa. In all you're getting today, support Dudu Spirit. We request donations, partnerships, sponsorship, because we have so many things we want to do to you, to be able to bring more sound minds to speaking. So you can use PayPal to donate on our website, www.dudusprit.com. Okpanyiwa is there too. Just use the Dudu Spirit reason. And those of you who use Naira, you also do well to use the YGY Global Transformation Limited. We don't like receiving funds with personal accounts. So that's 0714456525. Guaranteed Trust Bank will receive it. And then you will be glad you did. The little we have been able to do, we continue the journey. The journey continues. It is you we are waiting for. So you can actually contact us on WhatsApp. The official line is +1 212 256 9117. Again, +1 212 256 9117. All the receipts for donations, sponsorship, advert, anything, please, you will do well to forward to dudusprayofficial@gmail.com. And as we are on radio, you can also join us to hear your opinion, especially if you speak indigenous African languages, please. +1 253 948 0573. +1 253 948 0573 is for other inquiries. info@dudusprayofficial.com. ajokeade@dudusprayofficial.com. This is where we are. Awesome content are here. And the Dudu Spirit Radio is 247. Like 247. The wake up call is coming up daily. We give you daily tips. And the news lane is there. Round the clock. We are here. We have the indigenous content like the Ariel Shukwa that will be revamping. We have Dudu Spirit specials that will give you. Raz Dennis is there. We have the Professor Lumumba. We have great content. We have this Holocaust. We have them that will make you become better Africans. And not that alone. Yes, we give you entertainment gist. We consider Africa and also Obodo Oyinbo. Our podcasts are there too. So if you miss any content, the podcasts are there for you to check and also become a better African. It's a girl, Ajoke. I am here. And this is the one awesome place you cannot miss, and that is the African Youth Parliament, where we speak, we query what they don't want to query. We ask questions they shy away from, and we make deductions that they cannot imagine. Do you hear that? We query what they don't want us to query. We ask questions they themselves shy away from. And we make deductions that nobody can actually fathom. So we thank Olodumare for this, because we are doing it in our own way. Special content are there on Dudu Spirit. Join us. Keep staying tuned to us. There's a big family you can join, and that is the Dudu Spirit family. You want to join Dudu Spirit family? +1 253 948 0573. Let us know. Because we have so many things we do, like the Wonder Woman 2.0. Wonder Woman 3.0 is coming up shortly, so it's in June. And the teenagers will also be going for beach party. They will also be, you know, bringing young minds together to become better. So Dudu Spirit is actually on a mission that is bigger than just speaking. We are also making impact. We thank you so much for being with us. You are the reason why we are here. In everything, in all of your gettings today, know that it is you versus them. And the them actually be inside you. Somebody is saying, Ajoke, this equation is actually Gidigba. Benny, in all you're going today, know that it is you versus them. But that them may actually be in you. So there's a watchword I use as a very young girl. I got that when I was about 12 years old. And I keep telling the teenagers because it helped me through my teen years. I've given this to several teenagers I've come across my way, but they've not been able to deduct and deduce until I explain to them. In the you versus them today, take it that the you is you. The me in me of me is me. And the me in me of you is you. There is no way you try hard or I try hard. The me in me of me can never become the me in me of you. Olagbara. So the me in me of me is me. And the me in me of you is you. There is no way I try or you try. The me in me of me can never become the me in me of you. Same way, the me in me of you can never become the me in me of me. Lowe lowe ni lo giri bo logbon lonjo omoran lo mo. Ken yi je ologbon, ken yi je olomo omoran le ni. Ken mi kin je opwe. Ni tori wipe, this African matter, we must fix it. Shebire metala wangwa, wangwowo. In Africa, we don't die out, so leave a legacy that is beyond this time. It's your girl, Ajoke. We don't hear the sound like Kolodi when I send us, and we don't miss it. So don't get it mixed up. Stay tuned, and then you will be glad you did. This is the only place that you can feel the vibe of true Pan-Africanism. I love you so much, and I will see you at the other side where we speak about the sport. What's up? Egbert.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray.
Coo-coo-roo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. Wake up, Africa. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Ajoke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
Ndee wonyo, ndee wonyo, Ajoke Ade, sonoko, sonana, Ajoke Ade. Ekudede wonyo, oluko miyan, oluko Ajoke Ade, omo yi, ololufe yi nan lo wa lori kondi waka tewe, teki boba awa matula wo, ki adi tide.
Wake up, it's the morning wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African radio. And we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment. Your girl at the cafe right here on Juju 3 FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Juju 3 FM, Pan-African radio. This is the Spray FM. This is the Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Oh yes, you're welcome to the Spray FM, the first and only truly Pan-African Radio. It's your girl Ajoke right here on the MIC with the drum like Olodumare Sanders. We welcome you to the Indigenous Sports Games. And this one are the sports what's up. You don't they see the children where they do this one. We have been making research on indigenous sport games that cut across the continent of Africa. And the Mankala game is one that we keep looking out for across Africa. We are in Zimbabwe today. We have gone all over Africa and we have seen so many variations and forms of these indigenous games. So, in Zimbabwe today, you would discover that the Mankala game is also there. And it is, they use 10 pebbles in a circle or shallow holes. So, the objective of the game is, the game has 10 stages that can be played by two or more players. You need to empty out all the pebbles in the circle through the same way we play at Yolokpo in Yoruba land, the same way the Mankala game is played, the same way we play this game in Zimbabwe, which is called Hodo. And in fact, this game has been able to make us understand that counting mathematics has a what we call an origin that is integral and a cultural in Africa. Like we have a N B N E A G B A G E Tan Tagba Erin Woroko Arun Bado Efati Ele Biron Biro Biron Bata Ogunja Kesan Bangbalewa Just imagine this one that I just sang now it has a lot to do with our own indigenous counting and system of numbering. Many thanks everybody joining us. This is Dudu Spree, of course, the first and only truly Pan-African medias. You would do better by sharing this and also subscribing to our YouTube channel, subscribing to all of our pages and supporting us. Please donate, support us. You will be glad you did, because it is a cause that we need to move to the permanent site. Don't mind me. Of course, it's your girl, Ajoke. So, this is also in Zimbabwe now, and we have it there. So, we have to promote it and also make it eternal. Because in Africa, we don't die out. Our forefathers have been able to bring this to us. It is left to us for us to also do better for our own children. So let me move straight to the Obodo Oyinbo Dem games so that you will be a complete African person. Because if you think, say, na your own, you will just stay on top, you might actually be missing out. So that you're not going to miss out. I see this one where we say, na this better picking, we run. And then the marathon. The marathon. This one at London Marathon. You remember? We done the advertisement. The Chifanasan stages dramatic victory because Kelvin Kiptum wins the second fastest time. Hassan, who was 28 seconds behind the leader. So this is one thing that we should thank Olodumare for. We are proud of you. And this person actually been fasting. It will be impressive enough that this Ethiopian Dutch runner is a Muslim who had been fasting due to Ramadan. And this person was able to win and also been able to do it. We thank Olodumare. And this guy said, at 30 years old, that he can't believe it. We thank Olodumare. We are proud of you. We are proud of you because you are there doing better for our free land, and also making us know that the fasting period could actually be a period that will also rejuvenate our body and our physical system. So it's a good lesson for us. So leaving that one, we'll be going straight to the second one. This now is the NBA matter. I don't know why is it that they always like to make it look like, say, now rugby then they fight, see. So now the Lakers matter. LeBron James and the latest NBA player, they are trying to become one of the agitators. And this now the game differences where we say then they get it. They said they have been doing it for too long. Now James talked that one. And he didn't go up. I don't know why. It has actually, they said there's nothing private about all these things where then they do. Say, okay. So LeBron James, on whether he tried making a statement or to the Leon Brooks in the game of three. So he say, if I say there's something where you talk where we know like. But he say, well, it's just a game on me. I don't talk him. I don't talk him. So I feel a bit. So fast forward, man, make I don't waste your time. Now this third one where we say now, tennis. And this guy, awesome. Carlos, he don't win 2023 Barcelona Open. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so happy for him. Because this guy has successfully defended the trophy. Many thanks to the producer of the sports segment, which is Damine, who's been able to give it to us. This is a young guy who is doing better. And this guy was able to win. Let me read it for you. This guy, Alcaraz, won the event last year as well. And it was just good conclusion to a really solid week because the Spaniard matter. So the match was largely unproblematic for him. He utilized a lot of drop shots. So as you are going to the YouTube, utilize a lot of drop shots. Look for the places to win your games. And he was able to do it. There were some glaring weaknesses in the game. But he was able to take advantage of his opponent. And he set to finish. It was the 6-3, 6-4. And Alcaraz lost only 7 points on his first serve. And only 3 second, and he just lost just 10 points in the total of the game. Better. I'm happy for you. And I say thumbs up. Of course, this is Judy Sweet, the first and only truly Pan-African media. As we didn't hear the do, I'm like, Olodumare, don't send us. Don't get it mixed up. We are on course to redefining the Pan-Africanism given to us. Checking out what is good in the world, using them, jettisoning what is bad in Africa, but then promoting that which is good in us. It's of Jogela Joke. And as you go today, I pray that the face of Olodumare shine on you for good and make you win in all the race and journeys of life. This is the sport. What's up? We don't give them to you. Be that Nadudu Spree and of course your girl.
Your girl, right here on
Dudu Spree FM. This is Dudu Spree FM on African Radio.